الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخلون الجنة 70,000 من أمتي هم الذين لا يتطيرون ولا يسترقون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before we start to carry on with our talk, we'll just briefly explain this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Kar khuda chahe to pehle aashiq abrar. If you want Allah Ta'ala, first you will have to become an aashiq, a lover of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat has put it so beautifully. Hazrat Shaykh was Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab, was Isam Ba Musamma. He was Abrar by name, and in reality he was Abrar. So first you have to become the lover of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, if we can understand, through tasawwuf Allah has given the great answer which the Salafis need to understand. If you want Allah, you have to use the chain and the means to reach Allah Ta'ala. Which is so logical. If you want to climb the top of the masjid, you want to do some repairs, you have to climb the stairs first. You say that the stairs are useless, we don't need the stairs. I have to reach there. But how are you going to reach there? You have to first climb the stairs. Then you're going to reach there. Some Salafi friends of ours, I send them a Quran Sharif and a Hadith Kitab. And then afterwards I told them, from where you got Quran and Hadith? They say, you gave it to us. So I say, how are you going to reach direct to Sahaba without the Quran and Hadith and without me giving you Quran and Hadith? Without learning Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, where are we going to reach Bukhari Sharif? Where are you going to become a Hafiz, a Qari? First your Ustad who taught, your mother who taught you Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha. You are indebted to her. So to become a friend of Allah, first become the friend of the lovers of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ishqa e dosto, hum sabka ye me'iyar ho. Hazrat says that, and what a great lesson. The true love of Allah, what is the criteria, how to know that we love Allah Ta'ala. Like we all must be experiencing, the wife says, you tell me you love me so much, but you don't do this for me, you don't do that for me. So what kind of love is there? So what is the criteria of the love of Allah Ta'ala? The criteria is muttabi'a sunnat, that a person who follows sunnah. And see, Hazrat poems are Quran Sharif. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Follow the sunnah, you will become the lover and the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So sunnah, that is a criteria. A person, al-muhib, liman yuhibbu muti'un. A lover is obedient to the one who he loves. If you love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, without anyone telling you, you will dress like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From morning to evening, you will love like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You will make the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam your mission. Everything you will bring in your life if you love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And at the same time, there is the other side also. Like if you go and buy in a shop with a 10 rand note, 200 rand note, but it's only printed one side, the other side is blank. They give your money back, you go somewhere else to buy. Eh? So that there are two sides. So muttabi as sunnat also, and that's not enough. Or bid'at sebi bezar. And there must be no bid'at, no innovations, no new things of deen. Deen was completed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't you bring new things in deen. Don't you add on to deen. Don't you subtract on deen. That note which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us of deen, which is one side, the commands of Allah in the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other side, to stay away from bid'at, to stay away from the ways of the non-Muslims, all the enemies of Islam. For that reason, in many namazes, sunnat namazes, in the first rakat, we are encouraged to read قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, and in the second rakat, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. In قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ, we are telling the kuffar, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. You go your way, I go my way. I got nothing to do with you. So we don't follow, no inferiority complex, that we follow the fashions of the West, we follow their brand names, we follow their commentaries, we follow their sports, no, everything out. And قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, 100% I only turn to Allah Ta'ala. So this is what is required in deen. So that we follow sunnahs also, and sunnahs you'll also only follow if you follow the commands, and the commands of Allah, follow them according to sunnah. And then stay away from all innovations. Stay away from following the ways of the enemies of Islam, especially this crucial time, December period now, Christmas parties, New Year's parties, and people doing all funny things at this time. What and what, somebody has got Christmas turkey, somebody has got this, somebody, everything of this, hot cross buns, whatever, whenever, everything of this, stay away from it completely. Stay away and be 100% on the side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ittibai sunnat nabawi se dil sarsharo. And follow the sunnat not as a burden, not as a duty, but your heart becomes happy. That you have that enjoyment in you. You really realize that I've got the greatest way, the most honorable way of life, the way of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Noor e taqwa se sarapa hamile anwaro. And if you have got the noor of taqwa, that is that consciousness, I must not commit a guna. You are driving, you see another lady in the car. Taqwa is, you lower your gaze, you look away. There's a lady crossing right in front of your car. She's dressed in a bikini, she's dressed in a mini. But taqwa, if you have got, you won't look, you'll turn away. Whatever, you are traveling, namaz time. If you got taqwa, I have to make my namaz now. Preferably, I must make it with jama'at. If I can't, but I have to make my, I can't let my namaz become qaza. I have to make it with jama'at preferably. Otherwise, I can't lie. Somebody tell you lie. And everything. Anger. If you got taqwa, you will become anger. The test will come. But that you control now. I mustn't vent my anger now. I must control my anger. So this is nurat, a person who has got the nur of taqwa, sarapa, hamile, anwaro. That person has got anwar from head to toe. Sartapa, he has got nur, only nur, a person who has got taqwa. A person who loves his life like that. A person who loves like a weathercock. And so to make people happy, now he's gone, he's doing all, talking like them, living, dressing like them also. He's gone for Umrah. He's the biggest wali also at this time now. Big buzurg now he is. He's gone in Jamaat. Very big buzurg. He's gone for holiday in December. Biggest shaitan again. That person has got no respect from anyone. A person who stays with taqwa, even the people who are on the wrong and who don't like him for his right, they'll say, but he's a man of principle. They will have respect for you. So have all noor at taqwa. Aashik-e kamil ki bas hai ye alamat-e kamila. A complete true aashik of Allah the sign of his complete ishq. What is the sign? Ja fida karne ko hardam sarb kaf tayyar. All the time he's got his head in his hands, presenting it to Allah. In other words, he's always in the front line to sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is on the actual battlefield, and we are going to battle in through battle all the time. Raja'na min al-jihad al-azghar ila jihad al-akbar. The jihad of the nafs is jihad al-akbar all the time. Your wife, she will do things to provoke you. She will want you to become angry. You'd even control yourself, she'll still come. And many husbands make the wife provoke the wife. And she keeps quiet, she doesn't say anything, but still they will needle her. Till she becomes, they want her to become angry. So all this test will come everywhere. Wherever you look, you know, you don't watch TV, you don't watch porn, but when you're on the roads, you are going to see all. And now December time, all the heat fell down on the legs of the poor woman. And all the heat is on the breast of the poor woman. They have to open it all up. So you're going to be tested with your taqwa all the time. So this is a person who all the time, his head is in his hand, sacrificing for Allah. He doesn't satisfy his nafs. He doesn't satisfy his desires. He sees the command of Allah Ta'ala. That is the sign where you got the love of Allah. To sit here and talk about Allah's love, all farishtas sitting here, all people with big beards, long kurtas, nobody with mini skirts here, and nobody with all other funny things. Yet to talk is easy. But when you are out in that environment, you had to go to the shopping malls at this time. You had to go buy something, and then your taqwa is tested. Your taqwa is not, here is a place to make your taqwa. The test of the taqwa is when you are out in those places. Then your taqwa will be tested. So if you got true love of Allah, your eyes won't go this way and that way. Even if you are sitting in an aeroplane, you got your seat next to a lady who got minis. Minis that are covering nothing also. But if you got taqwa, not one bit also you will be influenced by it. You won't even desire to look. You won't look also. That is it. So the test of taqwa will be in those places. Ishq sunnat ki alamat har nafas se ho aya. And the love of sunnat, every breath it must be seen that you love sunnat. Hey, not only sunnat, that be when you are sitting to eat, and like a big muttaqi and a big talib-e-haq, is it sunnah to eat sweet before meals or after meals? Mufti of Maulana Abdul Rahim Lajpuri, Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri, rahmatullahi, say that's not, it isn't a question also like that. Sahaba, you ask if it's sunnah, they shouldn't get food to eat. Forget having sweet and salads and biryani and roast and all this and that. They didn't get food to eat for two months in the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The stove was not lit. There was nothing to cook. 2 whole months used to pass. Where does the question come? Is it sunnah to eat something sweet before meals or after? Sunnah is to stay hungry like that, sacrifice like that. So a person, every moment, not only to eat sweet, then you want to know what is sunnah. And a man, the only one sunnah the wives say they know, that you can have 2 wives. That's the only sunnah they know. They don't know any other sunnah. Sunnah to have 2 wives. Isn't it sunnah to have 4 wives? And then 4 wives will put you in your qabr also one time. What, 1 wife you can't manage, you want 2 wives and you want 4 wives. What will happen? So sunnah every step of yours, your insight. That what is the greatest sunnah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, oh Anas, when you go to sleep at night, let your heart be completely clean, have no dirt, malice for anyone. This is my sunnah. That is a special sunnah. And who follows my sunnah, he will be with me in Jannah. When we bear dirt in our hearts, for our wives we got enmity, for our children, for our neighbors, for we come to the masjid, we see somebody and we got bad feelings about him. That he's like this, he's like this, he did that. So the heart must be clean. Sunnah, that is also sunnah. Not only sunnah to eat something sweet before meals, and mashallah, Gujaratis, our people, we make jama. Such great muhaddithin that we make jama between the riwayat. We eat sweet before meals also and after meals also. And like that also we say we follow our shaykh in everything. We eat so many times with our sheikh, we don't see he doesn't eat sweet before meals. But yet we don't, we're still eating. And yet we are lovers of the sheikh also. And big lovers, and lovers of sunnat also. So sunnat in every aspect of our life, see that sunnat comes. Khawa raftar ho, guftar ho, kirdar ho. Whether it is the way you walk also, whether it is the way you talk also. Some of us are talking like raw wild animals. Inna ankara al-aswat la sawtul hamir. When a person is angry and wild and is raving and ranting and shouting and swearing, he thinks I'm really somebody. The Quran says the you are worse than a donkey at that time. You are thinking I'm the way I'm shouting and getting my things done, and how you carry on with the wife, how you carry on with the workers, and how we swear and we carrying on making a show out of ourselves, making a stupid show, a donkey show of ourselves, and we think we are somebody very great. Whoever you can be, you are nothing when that. So our talking also, hey, learn how to talk. Qulu qawlan sadida. Say the straight talk. Your tone must also be right. Your choice of words also must be right. You break your wife's heart with your words, and then you want to put love in that heart. How can you put love in a broken glass? You broke the glass, how can it contain love now? Speak words that will make her happy, and then put love in that heart. So our talking also, and guftar ho, kirdar ho, our character also, and everything. Look at the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't win the world with his sword. He won the world with his character, noble, sublime character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Whichever wife is complaining, my husband is treating me very bad, let her display sublime character. Give it time. You will see you will make a slave out of your husband. Whichever husband is complaining, my wife is giving me a rough and tough time. With sublime character, you will subdue the world. The world will fall at your feet. And we have been taught akhlaq, akhlaq-e hamida, akhlaq-e hasana of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially those who are ulama and who read the Quran and who read the hadith, they should have even more better akhlaq. The other people, we should also endeavor. And remember, a wife, for example, if she treats her husband like a king, so she will be a queen, because she's the husband's wife. If you treat your husband like a slave, like a bungi, like the person who picks up the night soil, you'll be the wife of a bungi then. So to make the husband a king, and you will be a queen. And if the husband will make his wife a queen, and tell her, you're the queen of my heart, then you will become a king. Because if she's a queen, you have to be a king. But if you treat her like a rubbish, then you're the husband of a rubbish. And who marries a rubbish? A person who is a rubbish marries a rubbish. So if you are thresh, you will marry thresh. And if you treat her like that, so respect and honor her, Allah will give you respect and honor. Let she respect and honor you, Allah will give her respect and honor. Sohbat-e-Murshid says, Nisbat to ata hogi magar. By the company of the Shaykh, and that is also with correct intention. Not just for many people become bayat, just for ta'weez. That is one great thing. Many people, my Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, when he gave me also all ta'weezat for problems for people. But he told me, remember, if you will start doing ta'weez work, you will get tens of thousands of murids. But not for Islah, not for the love of Allah, for ta'weez. Today people are desperate, and they do anything, only ta'weez they want, all the time. And that Shaykh who gives ta'weez, he'll have tens of thousands, but not for Islah, no faida. Only for their business, only for their haram pursuits, for their own personal vendetta, and their own personal things, they will come to you for ta'weez. The second thing my Shaykh told me, that you'll have no time for yourself. If you start ta'weez work, 24 hours people will sit on your head. Your phone won't stop ringing. You won't be able to answer your phones. You'll keep three phones and you can't answer one phone also. So, in other words, he gave, but he discouraged it. That is not our purpose in life. Make the iman of people, that is the biggest ta'weez. I'll explain to you. In one little village in India, there was a mafia gangster. And his work was to rob the people, crime, robbery, and by that he lived. That was his income. He came to the Imam Sahib and he told him, and Imam Sahib knew him. He's a big gangster. He's doing all these haram things. He told, give me a ta'weez for barakat in my work. So the Imam was in a catch-22 situation. If he gives him ta'weez for barakat in his haram work, his iman is gone. To aid somebody in haram is haram. How many today maulvis we go to the shops, people who got haram business, they say, Maulana, come to our shop to make dua. And you know they do all their business is practically 100% haram. You go and make dua for them, you lose your iman. You can't make dua for haram. You can't go to somebody's house for barakat when you know it is all haram there. So if he doesn't, and if he gives him ta'weez, he loses iman. And if he doesn't, he'll lose his life. He's a gangster, next he'll put him down. He's not going to waste time also. But he was a company of Ahlullah. He knew how to come out, wriggle out of difficult situations. MashaAllah, one of our Mufti friends just wrote to me, just today I got his email. He said that we, when we have to write fatwas, nobody can give the answer, but through the barakat of the tasawwuf which we have learned, Allah makes it easy. And everyone gets surprised that how we are giving our answers. So by sohbat of Ahlullah, Allah will give you away from everything. Inna ma'al usri yusran. Inna ma'al usri yusran. That with every difficulty, there are ways out. Allah will make ways out for you. And Allah repeated this ayat twice. What does it mean? Ulama have written, Inna ma'al usri, both places. And that is what is called a ma'rifah, a proper noun. And so when two proper nouns are mentioned in sequence, it means the same problem, the same problem. So one problem, inna ma'al usri, with difficulty, the same problem, yusran, lot of ways out. And again it is repeat, more ways there are. So there are millions of solutions for one problem. But make your ta'alluq with Allah. Today we find that we got no solution to our, whatever problem we got, there is no solution. I just can't come out. Allah says in the Quran, for every single problem, there are millions of solutions. So he had that. So he told him, see, I'm a small imam imam. And what you need is a very big ta'weez. And I can't give you such a big ta'weez. For that you have to go to a very big Maulisab. And a very big Maulisab like that is there in Delhi, Nizamuddin. The time of Maulana Yusuf Kandelviran. He'll be able to give you that ta'weez what you need. So he was desperate also, he wanted it, so he got ready to, how he made his tashkil also. And in such a way, he sent him away there. And he wrote a letter to Maulana, this man is coming and this is his position. Maulana said, yes, you came to the right place. But that's a very big ta'weez. I can't get it ready overnight. That people there, they're going somewhere 10 days, you join them. And in the meantime, I will get your ta'weez ready for you. So he joined the Jamaat, he didn't know he's going in Jamaat also. They wrapped him up in such a way that he even didn't know in what, like we say in Jamaat, they first butter you up for breakfast. And then they jam you in. And then they give you beans one way. So they wrapped him up in this way. He buttered him up, put jam on him and sent him out. From 10 days he made it 40 days. From 40 days he made it 4 months. 3 chillas. Then he came back. And Hadrajit, when he saw him, he knew what man has changed. He got his report. He said, I got your ta'weez. He said, I got my ta'weez already. This is what is this kind of ta'weez. Not that we spoil the iman of people. That they carry on with the haram, what they are doing. And ta'weez will sort out all your problems. You are doing haram work, extramarital affairs, relations with women. And now your problem with your wife. So now Maulana must give ta'weez. Amil Sab must give ta'weez. Must carry on with your haram. But ta'weez must sort out things. It doesn't work like that. You have to come right. Anyway, he came back to his village again. When he came back, he came about 10, 11 o'clock and in the small villages, people usually work on their farms. They go from tahajjud time, they work on the farms till ishraq time. Then they come back, have a nice breakfast and they have a good sleep till 11, 12 o'clock. Then they get up. So now, he came about 11, 12. Every door he's knocking. And they see him, but they see him now, big beards, turban, everything. But they know he's the same man. They can't ask questions also. They don't know what he's saying also, but he's talking about the masjid. Everyone going to the masjid. By Zohar time, the masjid is full to capacity on an ordinary day. Imam Sahib comes 5 minutes before namaz time. He came, he saw so many shoes there. Masjid is full. Couldn't understand it. Usually two people for Zohar namaz. 5 people for Zohar namaz, whole masjid is full. What is happening? Whoever he is asking, they all frightened. There's a big gangster. They know him like that. So they all say, shh, shh. Nobody giving him answer also. Now he is working out. If it was a funeral, I was the first person to know. What is the occasion that the masjid is full? After namaz, he stood up. He made tashkil. Hardly bayan. Everyone is ready. 3 days, 7 days, 10 days, 40 days. So this kind of ta'awizwi, ruqiyah. This is what you do. Not you spoil the iman of people. So this is ijtina sohbat murshid se nisbat to ata hogi magar. You'll get connection with Allah Ta'ala, but ijtina bi maasiyat ho, zikr ki takrar ho. It's very important that you stay away from guna also. One friend of ours, he was a diabetic, an acute diabetic. He was hospitalized for it. And in the hospital under supervision, and they are giving him the best of medicine, whatever, insulin, all the medicine. And they are controlling his food, everything, his diet, but his sugar levels are just going up. They couldn't understand what is happening, defying all the theories of the doctors of the world, that how we are controlling him, but his sugar level is going up, till the nurse found some chocolate wrappers under his pillow. Quietly, when he pulls the blanket over, he's eating chocolates there. He's having insulin also, he's having all his tablets also, everything, metformin, all the medicine for sugar, but he's eating chocolates, bars and bars of chocolate. So here also we attack, we are pious, big beard, sunnah, topi, kurta, we look in a mirror, we say, oh, no bigger buzurg than me. And then our titles, Maulana sahab, Hafiz sahab, Haji sahab, big titles we got also. Mutawalli sahab, these titles and our outward appearance has put us in deception. And we know how rotten we are inside. We just check the condition of our 5 times namaz. Just check whether we read Yasin today, whether we read Surah Kahf today, whether we read one durood today on a Friday. Then we'll know our inside condition. But just, and people in a masjid, buzurg, he's a buzurg. And we, that our ear, the antenna, is very strong. A person 1 kilometer away say you're a buzurg, you can hear it. And somebody tell you a fault that you can't hear. Bayans, openly our faults are told. This they telling all the others, not me. Me, I'm a buzurg. But fortunate is that person who takes it on himself. And we check ourselves. What is our relationship with our wives? Two things have killed us. Superstition and suspicion. Today, and this is wahm. Superstition is wahm. Suspicion is wahm. How many people's homes are wrecked because of suspicion? How many people's homes, and because of suspicion, they are wrecked because of superstition? These things are wrecking us, but we are suffering from this completely all the time. This wahm bimari of ours, and don't think there isn't. But normally, our buzurg also say, for wahm there is no ilaj. For suspicion there is no ilaj. There is definitely an ilaj. And it is so sweet and so palatable and enjoyable. The solution for wahm is love of Allah. Create the love of Allah. All your suspicion will become like a storm in a teacup. You'll overcome it. Otherwise, small matters, you'll make it, you'll blow it up. You'll make a mountain out of a mole. A mole? Hill. A small problem, but you'll blow it up like that. And if you have the love of Allah, wallah, I say, the biggest problem in the world will be a small little problem. And you'll not even overcome it, you'll just bypass it easily. But create the love. When the love of Allah is there, what a great thing it is. So develop the love of Allah Ta'ala. So, ijtinabi maasiyat ho, stay away from guna also. And zikr ki takrar ho. Make your zikr regularly. We don't make zikr. If we make zikr, we make it unmindfully. We don't think of Allah Ta'ala even in our zikr. Make the zikr correctly. Ishq kamil ki alamat ye suna karta hoon. Hazrat says, I've heard all the time. And Hazrat says, what great, great buzurgs. What I heard, what is the sign of the true love of Allah? Ashna yaar ho, begana akhyaar ho. That you are close with your friends. And you are distant from your enemies. From your nafs be distant. From shaitan be distant. From the ways of the kuffar. Especially now Christmas time. They don't partake in their parties, their ways whatsoever. Matric balls. parties at work today. How many of our good girls come home drunk? It's unbelievable what is happening. How many are becoming drug addicts? All these parties that are being taking place. And if you go and see the girls at work, Allahu Akbar. Such a terrible thing has come to one example, one reality. I can't speak about it also. Just very briefly, one man wanted to have a call girl, a prostitute. And he phoned and spoke, his own daughter came. So what's the father doing? What's the daughter doing? What is our life becoming? So this is what our life has become. And yet just outside we think we are big buzurgs and that. So, ijtinaab-e maasiyat ho, zikr ki takrar ho, ishq-e kamil ki alamat ye suna karta ho, aashna yaar ho, begana akhyaar ho. Hey, yahi marzi khuda ki hum mita de nafs ko. What does Allah Ta'ala want? You must have a total slave mentality in front of Allah Ta'ala. Become a total slave, destroy your nafs. That your nafs is something, as long as a goat makes meh meh, it has to be slaughtered. So when we also may, and we say to, I did this, I'll do that, I'll do, these things will destroy us. This must come totally out of us. Mitade apne hasti ko. And this is what really a person has to get from a share. Not khilafat and becomes even more bigger, swollen headed. And he thinks I'm somebody big. Object of the, by staying with the sheikh in khilafat is that you have completely annihilated yourself. Not that you, and see our condition with the wife, how we speak. We are never wrong. And we can never say, please make me maaf. I'm the husband. I'm the boss. Allah said, Ar-Rijalu Qawwamuna ala Nisa. Dare I ever say I was wrong. Make me maaf. And the wife can never say, make me maaf also. This pride has destroyed nation. And according to Quran Sharif, kuffar who will go to Jahannam, the cause of it is their pride. And the cause of the pride, sababu sabab, is also pride. Pride brought them into pride. Pride them took to kufar. Therefore they will enter Jahannam with that pride of theirs. That is where pride will take a person. Pride is a killer disease. Today nobody can bow down and say I was wrong. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah, how he made our tarbiyah. Eating on the dastarkhan, a glass falls. Water spills, juice spills, whatever it was. Hadrat asked, kya hua? What happened? The glass fell. Hadrat should then show his anger. He wasn't anger, but to correct us. The glass fell on its own. You say the glass fell. So the glass just was standing, it fell. Why don't you say, I dropped it? Nobody will want to say that. I dropped the glass. And until a person is in a state of denial, he'll never get corrected in his life. A drug addict, an alcoholic, anyone, as long as he's in denial, he doesn't take help. As long as you say, I'm not sick, you'll never go to the doctor. Till you admit I got faults, you'll go to the sheikh. And not to go and get khilafat by the sheikh, but to go and remedy yourself. That will be your object. So Hazrat used to say, accept responsibility. Today nobody is prepared to accept responsibility. In the house anything goes wrong, in the business, anywhere, then we all blame somebody else. And one strange thing which I've noticed from how many years, especially amongst Muslim people, whenever an accident took place, it was never our people's fault. That person was a drunkard, that person didn't stop at the robot. We, mashallah, are so good drivers, we never made a mistake. Nobody ever I heard that said, I made a mistake. I was in a daze and I just went through the red light or something. We never do any mistakes, overtake on solid lines. We are the best of people. All these other people, they're causing all the problems. Till you have that attitude, you can't come back. Till you don't accept, I'm faulty. And the person, if you want to come right, you have to accept 100% I'm faulty. I'm wrong. Then see the opposite party also, how Allah will melt their heart. Then what shaitan puts, if you say I'm wrong, your wife will sit on your head. Yeah, you see, you are wrong always. Allah, look at Allah, don't look at shaitan. Shaitan is telling you that what you call it, your wife, your workers will sit on your head. Your wife will sit on your head. No, you look at Allah will melt their hearts. Look at them. He wasn't wrong also. But he said, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Allahu Akbar. If there's an argument carrying on, and the one person who wasn't wrong, just to save all the argument and the problems, he says, yeah, it was my fault. I was wrong. Allah builds a palace for him in the heights of Jannah. One time, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala with other Sahaba was sitting in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then one person was speaking so ill of Hazrat Abu Bakr in front of everyone, telling him all terrible things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just sitting and smiling. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala did defend himself. He said one thing in his defense. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became angry. He stood up and he walked away. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, "Oh Allah's Nabi, when he was accusing me falsely, and how, what and what he was telling me, you were just sitting and smiling. And when I wanted to defend myself one word, now you've become angry and you walk away." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Abu Bakr, as long as he was accusing you and telling you all bad things, and you were keeping quiet, Allah had sent a farishta to defend you. And he was giving answering on your behalf. The minute you spoke, that farishta went away and Allah became angry. And I can't sit in a majlis in which Allah, with which Allah is unhappy." But today, who of us can do that? We will, shaitan is there, we are happy. Rahman comes, we can't. Or which Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. When Allah is mentioned, Allah's talks. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ مَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Then the people's hearts who haven't got iman, they can't sit in such a gathering. Today we find it difficult to sit in such gatherings where Allah's rahmat is coming down. Yeah, to sit here in the masjid is hard. To go and watch a film at home, to go and watch a soap on the TV, to go and watch all other things, that is enjoyable. To go and do other things, just lie on the couch now and smoke and just pass time, have tea, that is enjoyable. To sit in the masjid is very hard for us. So this is a sign, a thermometer to measure our iman. What is the level of our iman? Yahi marz khuda ki hum mita de nafs. Yahi marzi khuda ki hum mita de nafs ko. This is what Allah desires, and He liate your nafs. Garche wo sare jahan kabhi koi sardar ho. Even if you're the king of the whole world, if you own and you are the lord of the world, but annihilate yourself. Like in Hajj, we find kings also in ihram, but that is clothes. Bring in the reality of ihram, that you are nothing. You're just wearing two sheets of cloth. Hajj is not just going to Arafat with our ihram. The reality must come inside. Our bodies make Hajj, but our souls don't make Hajj. Our hearts don't make Hajj. That pride is dead. What we went for Hajj? To get title, Haji Sahab. We were in Madagascar and we were having supper, and one old man, I took a great liking to him, and we were sitting and eating together. So he was from India, Madras, and then he told me, we were just talking, and he said, "I've made 52 Hajj." And just then somebody told him, "Chacha," he wanted something. So he said, "Chacha, nay, Haji Sahab. You don't call me Chacha, you must call me Haji Sahab." So that 52 Hajj, Allah make hifazat. Just that you went for Hajj for title, Haji Sahab. Now somebody call you Chacha, you can't accept it. You must be called Haji Sahab. So when this offends us, then how can you call me just a Haji? I'm a Maulana. Call me Mufti, even though I'm not a Mufti. Call me a Qari, even though I'm not a... But you can't just call me Hafiz. You can't call me Haji Sahab or something. This title has destroyed us. The love of title and position and our outward appearance, and we think that we must have proper sunnat, but don't be fooled by this sunnat, by this outward sunnat. Uski sohbat se nahi kuch faida hoga kabhi. By that person's staying in his company, there will never be any benefit. Be amal koi muhabbat ka alam bardar ho. A person who hasn't got alam, who hasn't got amal, who hasn't got qualities in him, but he claims, "I'm a big ashik of Allah Ta'ala. I'm a big lover of Allah Ta'ala." But he's got no tawadu, no humility in him, no sincerity in him, but just an outward show. Like many peers of the false peers, you will see what big amamas they wear, colorful also. And then another big shawl they put over here, and a big tasbih also, and a big colorful jubba also. So all that things don't benefit anyone. Reality. How beautifully it is said, you will attract people towards you with your outward qualities. And you will keep people by you by your inward qualities. Outward qualities, you can make a big show and all will get attracted to you. But if you haven't got anything inside, as fast as they came, so fast they will go also. So the inside qualities a person must develop. Us be amal koi muhabbat ka alam bardar ho, jab kisi banda pe hota hai khuda ka fazl khas. And this is Allah's special fazl. When it comes on a person, asbab we must use. You become bay'at, you make your islah, your tarbiyat, everything. But Allah's fazl. Damme wo zunnur hoga, karche wo zunnar ho. He can be a person who is a jahannami. In one split second, he becomes a jannati. When a person gets haqiqat of iman, tawbah, and iman, he gets haqiqat of it. A person who was a nari, jahannami, becomes a nuri. A person who was mabghuz, hated by Allah, immediately he becomes a mahbub, a beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Umar bhar ka tajruba akhtar ka hai ye dosto. Hazrat says this is my whole life's experience. Agar khuda chahe to pehle aashik e abrar ho. If you want Allah, first become the friend of the friends of Allah. Then you will become, you won't be able to go direct. Do we say the Salafis can't understand this? We can't understand it. If we also can understand this, if you want Allah, you'll have to go through the channels Allah has made. You can't just jump and reach by Allah Ta'ala. You'll have to go through the channels. Then Allah Ta'ala will grant you also. Anyway, most of our time is gone, but just mainly our subject, that this is the month of Safar, and with Safar, there are a lot of superstitions which are in the people, from before till today also. Quran Sharif mentions one instance where the people didn't want to respond to the call of Allah, and this is a common thing today. When we don't make namaz, Allah gives latitude. Then you carry on, your business is flourishing more. Things are going, in fact Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When the people did not pay attention to what Allah had reminded them of. First, when no reminder comes, Allah gives abundance, rains, and provision, and everything Allah gives. But when Allah reminds, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, then Allah's punishment, one type, great, terrible punishment, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We opened the doors of everything. First there was ill health, now the person has become healthy also. There was poverty, now a lot of money also. Not one car in the house, now 3-4 cars in the house. Not one phone, now 5-6 phones, everything just flourishing, dunya. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. Then they become more proud, more that, oh, look at us, we are like this. Then we see the attitude also change of that whole family, the woman folk, the attitude, the man, the attitude. They all become proud, and hatta idha farihu bima utu, what we gave them, and they saying we did it. This is the height. We know what is plagiarism, that a person who takes somebody else's work and passes it off as his own work. And many people, good people, they are for guilty of, it's a crime, it's a theft. You take somebody else, Allah gave you, and you say it's mine. And you know, thing that will benefit us, in the Hadith Sharif it comes, three people who had terrible condition, poor person, a bald person, a leper, Allah tested them. Send a farishta in the form, a farishta to them in the form of a nice person. What would you like? The poor person said, I want money. The person who was bald said, I want hair. The person who had skin disease, leper, I want good health. Allah gave it. And then Allah tested them after some time. Now they became rich. Everything, their position, people loved them, everything. So Allah sent a beggar to them. And He told them that, I'm asking you in the name of that Allah who gave you your wealth, who gave you your health, who gave you your hair, that I'm a traveler, I need something, please just help me. And this is happening daily to us also. All these collectors who are coming, people who are coming to beg at the robots when you are stopped and people are knocking, you don't know, it's a test from Allah Ta'ala. If you don't want to give, it's not for us to give. But don't be rude to the person. Don't be harsh, don't swear the person. If you don't want to give, in a polite way, say, I'm sorry. Or just make a sign to him. But to be rude to the person and to demoralize the person and to go and give him a big lecture and all that, that is not necessary. That is a very dangerous thing. So these people said, no, two of them. But we got it from our forefathers. What Allah gave us, Allah didn't give us. We inherited this and that.
they Allah turned them back to their first condition. The third person, yes, Allah gave him, he gave him also. Take as much as you want and take from here. Allah gave him even more. So we must be very, very careful what the conditions that come to us. So anyway, then Allah Ta'ala, حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. We took them to task suddenly. Suddenly everything changed in فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. They were lost in bewilderment. What happened? How does all happen to us? Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example of this. He says, like a mouse in the house is eating the housewife's potatoes, tomatoes, all troubling her. So she thinks now it's gone over the limit. I must catch this mouse. So she goes and buys fresh cheese, or she makes nice hot ghee rotis, and she puts it on the trap right by the hole where he comes out. Now when he comes out, he says, oh, this housewife really loves me, giving me ghee roti, hot ghee roti, and a nice fresh cheddar cheese right at my door. But when it goes in by, suddenly. So like that, Allah gives us cheddar cheese and got hot ghee rotis, two cars, three cars, good health, all dunya's things. And we still carry on with our disobedience, suddenly Allah's punishment comes. And when that trap hits down, suddenly that mouse hasn't even got the time to think, what happened to me? So we should be careful of this. So these people, when Allah reminds us, we don't respond. And then when things start going wrong in our life, we're having problems, then we say it's jadu. Now we are going to amils, we're going more off track. What a person should do, I must realize, I'm breaking the laws of Allah. Let me repair my matter. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. A person who repairs his matters between him and Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi. Allah will correct your matters between you and the creation. This, the answer is not in ta'wizat, not in going to amils. The answer is in you yourself. Your success, your failure is not outside of you. Learn a lesson from a cow. A cow, Allah Ta'ala has made such, eating grass in summer, nice green grass, winter, dry grass, hay, but 24 hours it's working. Whole day and night chewing. But what the result? Allah took milk out from the cow. Mimbayne farthyo wadami labanan khalisan sa'igal lisharibin. So you also, don't say I didn't have an opportunity in my life. Don't say my father didn't give me an education. Don't say that I was deprived of this, I was sick when I was small, or this or that. No, you work. And the work is not dunya's work. The work is deen's work. You make Allah happy, wallah, Allah will make you happy. You don't have to have a big degree. We were in Lusaka, and one masjid was being built that time. In my heart also, it came very fancy, modern masjid. And then I inquired more. The contractor was from Rajasthan, India. And if you see the scaffolding also, just bamboo sticks. What that scaffolding will cost, this is hardly anything compared to other scaffolding you hire or you buy or something with bamboo sticks. And his workers from there. And such a masjid that the university students of Lusaka should come and learn from him. And he himself, he couldn't sign his name also. It just his thumb impression. That is all. He couldn't even sign his name. So don't be fooled with all these dunya's things. And Allah Ta'ala teaches on the spur of the moment for everyone what he needs at that time. When in the battle of Badr, Allah sent the angels to come and help the Sahaba in the battle. Farishtas, they don't know about warfare. They haven't got to any university, military university, and learn how to fight. They are people where they fight. On the spur of the moment, Allah taught them what way of fighting. فَضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْعَنَاقِ وَضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانِ. Knock them on their necks and knock them on their finger joints. So they just tumble down, they can't even fight you. They can't even pick up a sword. And the other inside meaning is, by their necks, your intelligence. That you fight them with your intelligence, that they can't even face and turn up to fight against you. And on the spur of the moment, Allah Ta'ala taught. This is all a mirth, another big superstition, that your matric, you tell you don't have matric, you can't get rosy. If that was true, tell Matrik who gave you rosy. And without any worry, you were getting rosy. You didn't have to work for your rosy also. When you get your matrik, now you have to worry for your rosy. And how lot worries you got. People, most of the matriculants, they go and commit suicide. They didn't make it. Those who make it can't get jobs. They go into depression. So we say that until you don't get matrik, you can't get rosy. But your matrik is causing you all your destruction. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, in America, in Europe, how many over-educated people can't get jobs? One person is in personal contact with us, he's in America. For how long? And he says, I'm just a burden on my sister, I can't get a... He's too educated, he's over-educated, he can't get a job. On the other person, a person who only knows how to give azan, he will get a room, he will get his food. He hasn't got nothing else. He's not a maulana, he's not a hafiz, but he can give azan. He will get his room, he will be able to stay, and he will get, and nowadays, mashallah, muazzins are given good houses. No more just a room somewhere, they are given good houses. So Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah ali used to say, when I encourage people to make your children alim, they say, you want to make our children beggars? Then as the talk carries on, then they say, this maulanas are living it up, man. Just see the cars they are driving. And just see the houses they are living. Maulana said, what did you say in the beginning? You said that these maulanas, they are beggars. And now you say they're living it up. So Allah Ta'ala provides. If you be sincere, Allahu Akbar. It's not the time to go. Our great ulama, mashayikh, what and what Allah gave them. But they remained content. They knew an intelligent person is a person who doesn't incline one bit towards this dunya. Whether it's your garden, whether it's your house, whether it's your car, an intelligent person only works for akhirah. He knows that is reality, that is eternity. He doesn't waste his time in the futile pursuits of this dunya's life. So all this here, in the hadith that I recited, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا مِّنْ أُمَّتِي 70,000, and that is لِتَكْثِير, not لِتَحْدِير. What is 70? This is in one hadith. In another hadith, 7 types of people in one hadith who will get the shade, will enter without any hisab kitab. And altogether, ulama have enumerated 14 groups of people that will have no hisab kitab, who will have VIP treatment, who will go straight to Jannah, and they will run in the billions and trillions, these people. Amongst them are those people, those who don't believe in superstition. Work towards it to get superstition out of us. وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ, and who don't take ta'weez. Ulama have given 2 meanings here. One is haram ta'weez. Many people make ta'weez with the names of kuffar and shaitan. That is kufr. And if you make the correct ta'weez, but the better and higher is not to even do the correct ta'weez. وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, they only trust upon Allah Ta'ala. Tawakkul also, we must understand, tawakkul is not tarke asbab, to give up means. To use the means, you are hungry, you make tawakkul, Allah will fill my stomach, you don't eat. No, that is not the sunnah. Sunnah is you eat, but you don't trust the food will fill your stomach. That same food can give you diarrhea. That same food can send you to the qabristan. And another person who comes from the same family, 2 brothers, he eats that food and he gets strength. So it's not in the food, it is in the command of Allah Ta'ala. The things of this dunya cannot do. A leper, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam caught his hand and said, eat with me in this plate here. So it's not their things that can do anything. It is the command of Allah Ta'ala. So they trust on وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْعَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you ask, ask Allah. When you want help, ask from Allah Ta'ala. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. And the whole ummah can get together to try and benefit you with something, and Allah has not meant it, it will never come to you. وَإِنَّ الْأُمَّةَ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَذُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. And the whole ummah gets together to harm you at something which Allah has not written down. The whole world together cannot harm you. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجُفَّحَتِ الصُّحُفُ. The pens have been raised and the ink is gone dry. It is all written what is going to happen. Trust on Allah Ta'ala. on Allah Ta'ala. Don't go to all the sangomas. Don't go to the temples. Today our good people going to all these haram people, to some Mama Latifa and some Dr. Nazir and some this, and they do the most absurd things which they say. What and what they advertise, what and what they do. And the adverts are in the newspapers. You stop by a robot, you see the advert. Everywhere the adverts are and what they claim. Stay away from all haram things. And no matter what testimonials they give you. Once I gave a non-Muslim da'wah towards Islam, so he asked me that in Islam, in your religion, you people also have faith healing. Hey, today all these various types of therapies through massaging and what they do. So you people also have this. So I asked stupid and innocent, ask him, what is that? He says, the priest, he prays on you, he blows on you. And a person who came on a walking chair goes away. We see him walking, he goes away. A person who came crippled, he's walking and he's going. A blind person, he becomes right. So I say, if that is the case, I think then all the hospitals must close down. All we have all this here, free of charge. Then what are we wasting time with private hospitals and we're paying, running up the bill so much and all that. Then he said, that's a point you got there. And then it made him think, all these false things here, all these fortune tellers, all these faith healers, all these things, and with all the testimonials, they are paid for it. It's all lies. They are coerced in preparing those testimonials. Trust on Allah. And there's no greater protection than Kalamullah, the word of Allah Ta'ala. And we believe fully in Allah Ta'ala. Stay away from all these things. Al-mu'minul qawi khayru min al-mu'mini dha'if. Khayru wa afdal min al-mu'mini dha'if. A strong mu'min have full iman, yaqeen on Allah's help will be with you. Don't fall prey to all these false things which are taking the people, your iman is being traded in, and you are selling your iman. Your money is going. Woman's respect and honor is going. Hey, it's not nice to talk of this, but what and what? Good woman, where they are going and what is happening? Protect yourself. Hey, so this month of Safar has got great lessons for us. Become a positive Muslim. Become a strong Muslim. Trust on Allah Ta'ala. This is what Allah has sent His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to us. When the Muslims conquered Egypt, the people of Egypt wrote that the river Nile, until we don't sacrifice a woman for the river, and dressed up with the most beautiful clothes and the most valuable jewelry, and the river will come and eat her up, take her away. Till then the river Nile won't flow and won't irrigate our lands. Allahu Akbar, al-mu'minul qawi, like Sayyidina Umar. He wrote a letter to the river Nile. A letter addressed to the river Nile. Those were sahaba. These were rijalun la tulhihim tijaratu wala bay'un an dhikrillah. And he wrote to the river, if you are flowing by your command, we don't need you to flow. And you are flowing by the command of Allah, you flow. Till today the river Nile is flowing by that barakat of that. This is that iman. Today we are frightened for jinn. Jinn are frightened for us. We are thinking today our good, who are supposed to be graduates of Darul Ulooms, they are saying that Quran is na'uzubillah is very weak, what the sangomas are doing. Oh, you got very old jadu and we can't take it out. All money making schemes. And all that, how you become a permanent, or just like mafia, you have to pay continuously protection fees. These people are paying fees. Government takes taxes from us, from this, from that, from that. These people are hitting us with this fees and with that fees. Hey, the false peers, they say the woman, if you don't open your niqab and show me how I'll help you on the day of Qiyamah. And if you don't give me this piece of land or this house or this car, I won't take you over Pul Sirat. Monthly fees are stipulated. You become bay'at, in order to go to Jannah, monthly fees you have to pay. Hey, so there is nothing like this. Deen, ad-deenu yusrun, ma as'alukum alihi min ajr. I don't want any reward. I want you to become the favorite of Allah. I want you to go to Jannah. Those are the men of Allah. Not that they want benefits of this dunya. May Allah give us proper understanding. Where's Maulana Zakaria? Yeah? Hi Maulana. Maulana wants to become bay'at. Come on, Anna. Very briefly, Bayat is sunnah. And the object of bayat is the murid pledges, I will make my islah. Not just for barakat, not just for that I'm attached to such a peer, or not for ta'aweez, or not that for to get my business will flourish, my dunya will flourish, no, my islah. And the sheikh, he promises to the murid when bayat is made, that I will give you, I will make your islah, I'll give you time, I will guide you. And that is the object. And when we get guidance from Allah, and Allah's hand is above the hands of, the hands that will be put above one another. Yadullah fawqa aydihim. Allah takes over. When genuine sincerity bayat is made, Allah does islah. And when Allah makes your islah, what doubt is in the islah of a person? May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my five times namaz with the jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah and the Naqshbandiyah and the Sarwardiyah and the Qadariyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my mort on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahada, with afiyat, izzat, raah, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah, and speak to one another.